Chazal and Makabel that the Parsha Shavua, refers to what happens to the Yom Tov that they have during the week. Because whatever happens during the week is kosher to the Shabbos before, Shabbos HaGadol. So most of the time, Parshat Tzav precedes Pesach. Not this year, it was Ibiyor. But Parshat Tzav precedes Pesach. Why does Parshat Tzav precede Pesach? What's the connection between Parshat Tzav and Chag HaPesach? So your Rabbi says, we just read Parshat Tzav. This year it's not before Pesach, but every year it's before Pesach. The Parshat Tzav has in it Mariko Shtifa. Mariko Shtifa, but Kli Kodesh had a kasha. A big part of Hilchos Pesach is Hagolas Kelim. Hagolas Kelim is much more in Hilchos Pesach than it is in Yeridaya. It's Mariko Shtifa, Parshat Tzav. Before it's Hagolas Kelim. I have a different shot. I want to suggest a different shot. Why is Parshat Tzav before Pesach? The Agoda that we have written by Tanoim and Sefri, instead of revolving about Chumash Shemois, Shemois Ve'era, boy, it revolves around a Rami Oved Ovi from Kisavoi, from Bikurim. Instead of going straight to the source of Shemois, a Rami Oved Ovi, that's the key part of the Agoda. As a matter of fact, the Rambam, he says, Kol, Rambam says, Kol Hamar Belasaper Hareze Meshubach, and he also says, we find the Rambam, it says, Kol Marbe Bidrash of this parasha, is also Harizem Meshubach. The Marbe the Drash, Kol Moisef of Mayrach, Bidrash Parasha Zu, Harizem Meshubach. Hear that? If you want to know if a God is a good Agoda, how can you tell? You buy Agoda, how can you tell? See how many pages he devotes to Arami Ovid Ovi. Most of the Bertlach Agoda skip the whole Arami Ovid Ovi. But here, Perk Zion, Aloch Adalid, Vahu She Yidroish Mirami Ovid Ovi. Chamoyster from Myrach, Drash Parshazur, Arzem Meshubach. Take every word and explain it and darshan it. Why? What should he have to do? Why should the Pesach have to do the Rami Ovid Ovi? The Ramah, I'll say two interesting Ramahs. One Ramah is in Arachayim Tuf Ayin Hay. He brings a minig, and no one ever heard such a minig. The Ramah says that V'noagu l'tuf ayin hei siv zayin. V'noagu l'asa sholish matzos shall I say there meisaroin. How much flour? 3 matzos from meisaroin. What's meisaroin? 2 quarts of flour. 3 matzos and 2 quarts of flour. Every matzah would then be size of this table. Another matzah. Yeah, that's 2 quarts of flour for 3 matzahs. Yeah. Why? Zecher lachmei Torah. Because the matzahs that we're having here are instead of the lachmei Torah had matzah. There's three, there's four, one fourth was matzah. Amazing. So gigantic matzahs. Oh, Hashulchan, Mr. Brewer say we don't have this many. It must have been thick. Matzahs. The Chasam Sofer also goes to explain the matzahs are zecher lachmei Torah. That's one or more. Another Amar is in Dake Moshe. Now, Tibuli B'mashke. You wash your hands Tibuli B'mashke? You don't. Ooh. Right. It's a recent, in Litha, nobody washed Tibuli B'mashke. My father never taught me Tibuli. You heard about Tibuli B'mashke? You never heard of it? What? You dip something in water or in mashka, you have to wash for it. You never heard about that?
Seder night.
It is. Like you do by Kabbalah Aruchas.
Only Seder night.
Only Seder night. It's a shinoi, and only Balabais does it, right? Tibuli mashka. So how come we wash Aruchas? Some say that's a shinoi. The Dake Moshe, so fine Gimel Yud Beis says, do you know why you wash Aruchas today? More says because of Tibuli mashka, but we don't have Tibuli mashka. You know why you wash? You have the Dr. Moshe? Amazing. What? No, not because of the Tibuli B'mashke. So why do you wash? The Dr. Moshe, you bathe, you don't find Gimel. Epshaloima, the Sipur Haggadah, Havikmoy Tfilah. The Haggadah is a Tfilah. You wash your hands for davening. Shalom Mesap Mekfoyd Okeel. Ushvachov, Yisale, Lachin Sor Kanatilo. Hagol is a tfilo. What Hagol is a tfilo? What do you mean it's a tfilo? What do you mean? The Vulnagoyan says, everything in Pesach is Arba, Arba Lashonis, Arba Bonim, Arba Kashis, Arba. Why Arba? You know why Arba? Because Pesach is Arba Tzrichim Lahoidos. Goymol, which is the four things you have to mention Goymol? Which is the four things? Yoyte Bishasurim. Yerdi Hayam. Hochim mit Boros. And Roif Chayim Shinirpu by Hasinai. And it's all, and he shows you how to shine it. It's out there, you're out there. Each one corresponds to one of the four. You have Ritva. Ritva says, in the back of the Mishnah Yitzvah is Hagod of Yitzvah, and he says at the beginning of the Hagod beginning of the Hagod Dr. Yitzvah on a mitzvah and a sapa b'zeh b'simcha of Hidah. Simcha v'hoidah. What is the Haggadah? Haggadah, Avud Ram says, it says by the Parsha Bikurim, he got the hayoim. Dr. Targum Yonis and Targum Shah, he dina hayoim. Haggadah means hoidah. And that is why the whole Haggadah revolves around Rami Oved Avi. What is Rami Oved Avi? What is that parsha? What is Bikurim? What is the whole Rami Oved Avi? It's one big parsha of Hidov. You're thanking Hashem for giving you the land, giving you the first fruits. We take the parsha of Hidov. The whole Pesach at night is Arba Tzrichim L'Hidois. That's a tefillah. And that's why Tzav precedes Pesach. Parsha's Taita! Parsha's Taita, Tzav! That's the introduction, not a God of it's also true. But Parsha's Taita! And that's why, by the way, interesting, two more things. B'chaim is a minig. Reb Chaim would hold in his hand the kais during the whole agada. Some say only by the bracha. The minik teimon, it's a Rambam. Kosheni oim olav hagada. Why? You're only supposed to say brachas on the kais. Koshal bracha, shiro Hashem. The agada is a shiro. The agada is a da. He got it to the ayom, as I would rom, hagada lashon edina. A da. The whole, you got to talk during the agada? Why not? It's davening. It's the agada is not just testimony. He got it to, doesn't mean testimony. It means gratitude. Hidol Hashem. Pesach at night is a night of hidol. As a matter of fact, the reason why you tell about the whole story, because part of Hidol, Yodol Hashem Chas, what's the pasuk? Yodol Hashem Chastoy, what's after that? Yodol Hashem Chastoy, no? Nefloisav Evnei Adam, correct? Part of Hidol, what's part of Hidol? You thank Hashem and you tell everybody about it, all in the Nefloisav, that's the Hidol. Pesach at night is Mizmor Asoido. As a matter of fact, interesting thing. As a kid, the two parts of the Agada, which were the highlights, one is Manashtana, right? What's the other one? And the Agada itself, what's the main word? One famous word in the Agada. Every kid knows it. Huh? And Adam doesn't have it, and he did it. Doesn't have it, and he did it himself. Which word? Huh? What's the most famous word? One word in Agada. Which most famous word? Which Ram doesn't have, but he did it. No? Right! Dayenu. Right? No? What does Dayenu say? What else does it say? Kamamalis. Each one would have been Dayenu. Right? Why does the Ram have it and he did it? He could not possibly say Dayenu. It has to come from your heart. It has to come from your emotion. Can't pass it. He did it himself. Rama's son, my father didn't drink it down, but he did it in the house. He sang Dayenu. That's also, there's no Shemir Koina by Hagodah. I'll give you an example. You say, Baruch HaMokoim, no, Baruch Hu. What do you mean, Baruch HaMok, Baruch Hu? It's a big mistake. Baruch HaMokoim.
Baruch Hu.
Baruch Shem Tov Yisrael.
Baruch Hu.
That's right. It's Kriya Vaniya. Like Hallel. No, you don't say the whole thing yourself. I the Moody Shay song and like that. I can't help it. Okay. That's how you, the night of Hidol. You have to. That's the Avodas Hashem. B'Simcha V'Hidol. That's why you say Agada over the coast, according to Reb Chaim. The Minig Taimon. Well, it's a bracha. And that, the Yisakasha, why don't you make a bracha on the Haggadah? That is a bracha. You don't make a bracha on a bracha, it will never end. That's the bracha. That's the Hidol. You hear that? You can't make a bracha on a bracha, so you never make a bracha on that bracha. You never end. That's the night of Pesach. Went through a long winter. It'll be a long winter. As a matter of fact, the Pele Yoyet says, I know a lot of people that went through the Holocaust. You don't know these people anymore. But the night of Pesach, they would tell the whole story how they survived. At the Pele Yoyet, whoever went through Nisim, just said the night of Pesach. The night of Pesach, to tell the Hidol what he went through and how he survived. Why? Because you make Hidol, the Birch Zagoymal, the four people have to make Birch Zagoymal, four people. What's the Birch Zagoymal? Hagom al Chayom Tavois? No, what then? Shigmon al Kotu. You gotta add everything else. Shigmon al Kotu. Come to the night of Hidol. I'm telling you, you never heard about this? People by the Holocaust went through the night of the Seder. They would tell the whole experience. Shigmon al Kotu. A little Hidol. You went through a whole winter. You learn the Prokim and Kedushin, the Lumdis. You start the learning. Some more, some less. Reading Rishonim. How not to read, yet to read. You know that? How to pick up. when the time to say thank you to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Kel Haidois, that is the night of Pesach, So you do it many ways, making matzahs to cover a whole table, right? 2 quarts for 3 matzahs, 2 quarts of flour, that's the more. Wash your hands before you say the Haggadah. Hear that? Uchatz. It's a Dakei Moshe. Where's the Dakei Moshe? Where is it? No?
Tafayin Gimel.
Yud Beis. It's a Tefillah. Dayenu. That is Dayenu. That is a Kamamalas Tavis Amokim Olenu. Everybody has his Cheshbon that he owes a Cheshbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is, but every day, the Morrison Brachas, you thank for the past, what do you do? You tzoyk Allah Haba for the future. That the last Bracha, after the meal, the last Brachas, Kaisis, the Gula Asida. We thank for the Gula Shavra, and then we Mispalel for what we Mispalel for, future steiging, future growing, future Gulas. Mehev Yomeinu, Amen.